Next, we're going to Wisconsin, the crack in the electoral map's so-called blue wall.
We didn't break it. We shattered that sucker. We shattered it. Man, that poor wall is busted up.
Donald Trump has crowed about delivering Rust Belt states that Barack Obama won. And Republicans like Wisconsin's Paul Ryan are grateful.
He won Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. That's expanding the Republican tent. We used to call them Reagan Democrats. Now they're Trump Democrats.
That's the House Speaker on PBS NewsHour a few weeks ago. But just how tight is the GOP's grip on that state? Or on the Trump Democrats themselves?
I am not a Republican. No, I'm not. I'm a Trump Democrat. And now I wonder, am I going to regret this?
That's Michelle Frankert of Holman, Wisconsin. We'll hear more from her in a bit. But first, how Wisconsin got to this moment. Frankert lives in a small rural town in the western part of the state, the kind of town that helped Trump eke out a win by a percentage point. Craig Gilbert, political writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has studied these rural voters for a long time.
Donald Trump did better in rural Wisconsin than Ronald Reagan did in the 80s when he won in a landslide. He did better than Richard Nixon in the 70s when Nixon won in his 1972 landslide.
Gilbert says Wisconsin is really a purple state masquerading as a blue one, and that rural districts in the north and west tend to swing wildly in presidential elections. So in a state that was so close there was a recount, little things make a difference, like the 150,000-plus people who went for third-party candidates. The lower turnout for Democrats, the higher turnout for Trump. That's how you get a crack in the Rust Belt's blue wall.
So even though he barely won the state, he won by colossal margins in northern and western Wisconsin. And it took a rural landslide of that magnitude for him to barely carry Wisconsin because of his weakness in other parts of the state.
So what does that sound like? How are voters, and especially Trump Democrats in that state, thinking about what happened and what happens next? I traveled to the Garden of Eden to find out.
The name of the restaurant came from this particular area being known as the Garden of Eden because of its beauty and all kinds of other reasons.
Okay, actually, it's called the Garden of Eden. Amy Hemd welcomed us to this diner in Galesville, Wisconsin, a tiny town in the part of the state nestled near the head of the Mississippi River Valley. Galesville has a population of a little more than 1,500, and it seems like at some point you will meet many of them at this restaurant.
Do you need a couple minutes?
Hemd owns the place with her husband, Billy. Rock music gets him through the morning breakfast rush as he mans the kitchen. There's a dozen shiny electric guitars lining the walls, and above each a black and white framed poster with the likes of Johnny Cash and Janis Joplin. The deep-seated booths host a variety of regulars and those just passing through.
On a daily basis, I see two strangers that have never talked to each other. A week later, they're meeting here for breakfast.
Talking politics, everything.
Yes, politics, religion, news, you know, the weather, whatever. A lot of times they're talking about music.
I was one of those strangers for the day. And the first person to take me up on the offer to chat, 56-year-old Eric Sofer. He's working his way through a newspaper and an omelet at the diner counter.
Well, I'm semi-retired, not doing anything semi-even. Sometimes odd jobs, snow removal, landscaping.
Sofer says his family has voted for Democrats going back to President Johnson. But this year, he says, shook his faith.
It was kind of tough because I wasn't swayed with Republican or anything like that, but I really fell in like with Bernie Sanders. You know, it was like a relationship. We didn't even know each other, you know?
But the closest you came was liking someone who isn't even technically a Democrat.
Right.
That doesn't sound like you're in love with Democrats right now.
Well, I'm in love with the Constitution. I'm in love with democracy. Democrats, what it's like, if I get sick of Lay's barbecue potato chips, I'm still going to eat them, but it's going to take a while.
We move on to the booth across the aisle, where another Democrat, 36-year-old business owner Emery Palmer, is reaching for his last sips of coffee. He says he was surprised that this rural Wisconsin district flipped from blue to red.
That's not the votes I expected from my neighbors.
Palmer says it's all made him question whether party lines were as hardwired as he thought they were, and even the whole idea of hope and change coming from politicians.
What it's made me think is maybe the political system isn't the venue for change that I had been brought up to believe it was.
As for Trump Democrats, Palmer doubts they even exist. But while the numbers aren't huge, there are Trump Democrats in Wisconsin. In fact, in the very next booth, Michelle Frankert calls out to us.
Hi, have a seat.
Frankert is a 53-year-old mother of two from nearby Holman, Wisconsin.
I'm glad we met you because I was starting to think we made you up, the Trump Democrat.
No, you didn't make me up. You didn't make me up. No. We exist. We're out there. You just got to dig a little deeper, probably.
Are people hiding a little bit?
I think so. People are afraid to really talk about it and view their opinions and be open about it. People are in a lot of fear. There's a lot of people nervous since Trump got in office.
How come?
He said he was going to do better for us, but he's not really doing it, is he? That's a disappointment. And it also puts fear in people because they're like, well, what's next? Are we going to lose our Social Security? Are we going to be ending up on the streets without health care? What's next? And that's where fear comes in to play.
Frankert says Obama lost her vote because of big spending. Trump won it with his talk of law and order and the promise of bringing more jobs. She says her adopted father and breakfast mate, Ken Horton, is a Republican all the way. I asked the 68-year-old how he feels about Trump's first few weeks in office.
Well, I want to be excited because I want to see him succeed.
But you said you want to be excited, which means you're not yet.
Well, my concern has been last week or so, his decisions and people resigning off of his staff and his secretaries. I just want to see good people in office.
Any advice you want to offer the president to hold on to Wisconsin's 3rd district?
Be true to your word, keep your word, and do good. Do good to people.
Michelle Frankert wants that too. She doesn't want to regret her decision. But would she count herself a full-blown Republican from now on?
I will see how it goes, and I have been watching religiously. I have been watching and keeping track of that Trump train. We'll see how this first 4 years goes. Matter of fact, I want to see how it is on the first half. It's got to get better, because if it doesn't, I'll be going back. I might go liberal, you know? I just might go liberal.